الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما ومن يكسب إثما فإنما يكسبه على نفسه وكان الله عليما حكيما ومن يكسب خطيئة أو إثما ثم يرمي به بريئا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the previous lesson, we spoke about a specific incident where one Yahudi was accused of stealing from a Sahabi's home, but in actual fact, it was not this Yahudi who stole. It was somebody else who gave him an amanat, and that this Yahudi was blamed for stealing from that Sahabi radiallahu anhu's home. So continuing with those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was the background or the cause of revelation for all of these verses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, in these verses that I've just recited, Allah sets for us certain guidelines, and Allah gives rulings as well. When a person does wrong, what should he do, etc. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ يَجْدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Number one, whoever does any wrong, or he oppresses his own soul. In other words, supposedly a person does some mistake, he does some sin, he does commit some sin, or he makes zulam upon him. So this refers to a kafir. A kafir is, Allah calls him a zalim. Throughout Quran we see, Allah addresses the kuffar by calling them zalimin, zalimin. Why? Because they are the wrongdoers. They have wronged themselves by making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest crime a person ought to do on this earth is to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah never ever tolerates that. Allah calls such a person a zalim. So whoever oppresses his nafs, that means he's a kafir. ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. But if he turns to Allah and asks Allah to forgive him for that, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. So he becomes a mu'min. He will definitely find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be most forgiving, most merciful. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُهُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. That remember, whoever commits some guna, some sin, that is only against his own soul. So he is to blame for doing that wrong. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to then requite him accordingly, then he should not complain because he did the guna. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is all knowledgeable and Allah is all wise. So Allah knows exactly what he does. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِي بِهِ بَرِيئًا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And whoever does some mistake, or إِثْمًا some sin, ثُمَّ يَرْمِي بِهِ بَرِيئًا, and then he passes on this to somebody else. In other words, he accuses an innocent person. So he did the crime, but now he accuses some innocent person for doing that crime. Allah says, such a person has borne the guilt of calumny. فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And such a person has borne upon himself, he has taken great and clear sin. In other words, he shall face the aqibah and the jaza, the requital in the dunya and in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from doing such things. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّنَا.